This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The noted American playwright Wendy Wasserstein has died. She was 55 years old. She had been battling cancer. She wrote award-winning plays that portrayed modern women with modern problems. Her best known, The Heidi Chronicles, is a comic look at a baby boom woman trying to balance her personal life with her career. Chronicles won every major drama award, including the Tony and the Pulitzer Prize. Here's Wendy Wasserstein from an interview with NPR a few years ago.
Ideas still come from plays. I still think, you know, like a play like The Heidi Chronicles, that idea of a single woman having a baby alone, Tony Kushner's Angels in America, all of those ideas then find their way into the popular culture.
She didn't just enjoy writing plays. Wendy Wasserstein enjoyed the whole theatrical experience.
I love the theater. I mean, I love going into a room and the lights come down and people, and it's just very exciting to me. And so the thought that you could do that with your life and someone paid you for it seemed extraordinary to me. When I was in college, I applied to law school and business school, and I went to the Yale School of Drama only because I got in, and I thought, well, I have a shot at doing what seems interesting, and let's see what happens.
And what happened was a change in American drama thanks to her. She grew up in a middle-class Jewish family in New York. That's where her plays come from, the characters. Two of her sisters inspired characters in the 1993 Broadway play The Sisters Rosenzweig. In 1997, she told a Washington, D.C. audience her life experiences growing up do shape her work.
When I came of age in Brooklyn, my mother never said to me, Wendy, darling, please, please grow up to be a not-for-profit theater writer. they never said, please, we want you to date actors, have a life that's as financially insecure as possible, and have no health insurance, whatever you do. And that was not the case, although my parents took me to theater. So in many ways, I think how I hear dialogue comes from that time. And I think often parents give their, especially daughters, dancing lessons, acting lessons, in an attempt to make them become well-rounded, whatever that means. I always thought my well-roundedness went to my hips. And they never made my brother become well-rounded, and he's a very wealthy investment banker, so who knows what that means.
Wendy Wasserstein did go to Yale Graduate School for Drama. Undergraduate school was at Mount Holyoke, a women's college in Massachusetts.
At the time, this was in 1969, and I thought that you had to be someone who wore black and had pre-Raphaelite hair, and the light had to flood in from the left on your lovely face as your tapered fingers sliced an orange. And that was not true. I mean, it doesn't really matter one way or the other. What has to do is content and a voice. There were stories to tell, especially stories about women, and if they were told truthfully, there would be some sort of connection, and it really didn't matter whether the light was flooding in from the left or not, which was very interesting because I think a lot of especially young playwrights have an idea that you write plays that sound important, which doesn't necessarily have to be the case. In fact, the first plays that I wrote were about my family. I've often used autobiographical material. My friend William Finn, who wrote Falsettos, tells me that I was very lucky because I was born into so much material.
Playwright Wendy Wasserstein, that appearance was recorded in 1997. She was speaking to an audience in Washington, D.C. Wendy Wasserstein died today of lymphoma. She's survived by her 6-year-old daughter, Lucy Jane Wasserstein.